Blog Talk Radio.
There's just a list of things to do. Words on a page we wrote to you. But now you're gone and only these words remain.
Hey everyone, tonight's a little different. Tonight is Ann Harris's birthday, and we are having a birthday show on the air. That is always fun because I said so. And it's kind of nice to bring up the monopoly of, interviews. I mean, and do a birthday show. And we have a new host I'm excited about. Catherine has joined our SIP. Team. And is one of us is going to be host with me and Maggie whenever Maggie can call in. And let me bring on Catherine right now.
Oh, hey, Carly. How's it going?
Oh, good. Okay. So my complaint of the day, Catherine, is, okay, I went all the way to Pizza Hut, people. Okay, because it's the weekend. Who wants to cook on July 4th weekend? Really? Does anyone really want to cook? Unless you are, like, the most amazing cook in the whole wide world. And, even though Washington State is finally opened, we still are not doing any, Fourth of July stuff. What about you guys in California?
Mostly everything is open here. I personally don't have any plans, but, probably just drive and see some fireworks, but.
I mean, it's a great holiday. I mean, when I was a kid, I loved it, of course. I mean, it was perfect. But when you live in an apartment, you can't even do fireworks. So,
right.
People sneak it, So, I mean, when we were growing up, the best, let me bring on Bobby. And
hey, Catherine.
Anna. Hey, Bobby.
Oh, hey.
Hey, let's see if this is Anna. Hey, Anna, are you there? Anna? Oh, okay. No. I thought that might be her. But no. Okay, so it's okay to see late to her own party. I'm probably going to be late to my own funeral. But what about you, Bobby? What about you in the 4th of July? What are you doing, buddy?
I'm not doing that much other than watch the neighbors shoot off fireworks.
Oh. I didn't even know that was on. I did not even know it was on, so... Okay, until Anna comes on, so let me start something, just because it's also all three of us. Oh, by the way, Bobby, Catherine is also a host along with me now. So, and she's super cool, and you do have to just friend request each other on Facebook.
All right.
Yes. And Bobby knows to listen to me very well. Catherine, what is your favorite 4th of July memory?
I think I went to Dodger Stadium one time for the 4th of July. That was pretty cool. Except getting out of there after the show, there was a lot of traffic.
It's always like that in
Dodgers
games.
Right.
I love Dodger Stadium. I've been there once.
It's pretty cool.
I loved it. Yeah. What about you, Bobby?
Well, I guess having to see 4th of July fireworks when they did allow the civilians onto Fort Bragg without having a pass like they do now since 9/11.
Oh. Well. Okay. So my 4th of July story is probably gonna outbeat both of you. Okay. I was 7 or 8, and me growing up in a big family, and, my cousins, my uncle had 4 kids, my mom had 4 kids, and then my boy cousin was the only, guy and, son in his family, and they all were my 2 brothers, so when that happened, they usually would just switch it up, like, one of them would take us good, me, and then, trade for, Nathan. So I was out at my cousin's house in Poland, and we were shooting off illegal fireworks. And, if you guys ever heard of bottle rockets, you guys heard about those, right, Catherine?
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Okay, well, because, in Oregon, they are illegal, okay? I mean, you can get them here in Washington, but not Oregon. So my older cousin sets up this bottle rocket, and it hits, I'm not kidding, it hits the neighbor's window and blows it out.
No.
Right? And all of us, even though my uncle and my aunt, everyone ran, and I cannot run that fast. So I hid under my uncle's truck until, my uncle came out for me. And then, about 10 minutes later, the police knocked on everyone's door. And, asked who was it. And, of course, we were not going to say it was us and go down. And later we found out that he had to go to the hospital because the ball, he thought it was a gun, That's how loud the firewalkers sounded, I guess. So, yeah, that was the last year for the firewalkers there because, it was on the street and there were so many houses. But it was one of probably the best Fourth of July ever because, we just had fun, and then there was also a time where it was Fourth of July here, and we were just gonna leave to go watch the Fourth of July down at the park, and we were at my best friend's house, which was next door. But, we had to house because they left for England, so we lived there for a while. And what happened? Our mailbox got blown up, okay? And
wow.
My dad was in his underwear. And my brothers, my two brothers, and my guy best friend growing up, they were running down the street, you guys, with the golf club. Why did you catch people? And well, I guess we were like the ninth house targeted that day. So it's interesting. You know, it's interesting that life goes that way. And I know Anna will call in, you know, I mean, we all get busy, you know.
Right.
So before Anna comes, okay, so I think because the 4th of July is what, on a Sunday this year or what? Anyone else?
Yeah. This Sunday.
Okay, so I don't think that for once that stuff's going to be interrupted. Because it's on
right.
A Sunday, so I think we are safe there for once.
Right.
But I will say I'm sort of mad today because first we had really sad. We had breaking news of a pig substances for you. And then for the other half we have Biden's remarks. So I may have not got ZH today, which I'm not happy about. But talk about
right.
Not being happy. Okay, number one, everyone knows I love Carly. More than anyone on the show, she's my favorite character. That being said, I am sick and tired of all the blasting of her on Twitter and Facebook. On you, Catherine? You know,
I mean, there's no reason to hate on characters, you know. Everyone's just playing their part, and the people themselves are just acting the role, so.
Yeah, and, you know, maybe it's, and we are going to have a special show on this tune coming up. We are having a show called Bullying/Fan Wars because it's really getting really bad on Facebook and Twitter,
yeah.
Isn't it? Yeah, Bobby,
yeah,
did
it
you
really
see
has.
That? Mm-hmm. Bobby, do you see that happening?
I can see it happening.
Yeah, and you know, there's no room for this. And, you know, everyone is speculating that Laura's leaving because Wes Ramsey got killed off. That is the most stupid rumor that I've ever heard. Okay, number one. Number two. Okay, I love Jason and Britt together. I love them. You know, this is couple that I'm like, you know what, I think this is this angst for them. So, but, Catherine, we need to treat how much we love Lisa and Britt.
Yeah.
Because, we both, they need to be together, okay? And I think they might meet in secrecy. I think
right,
that's the way, I mean, do you think so too, Catherine?
Yeah, so I actually think that, like, the whole storyline with Carly right now is kind of just, like, to create an obstacle for them and that they'll eventually overcome and they'll be together. At least that's what I'm hoping for.
And I think Britt will end up pregnant finally. And, you know, because, I mean, and I think Willow is going to end up pregnant, too, by Michael.
Yeah.
The way everything is going on the H right now, like, You know, I don't have my cousin. I haven't had my cousin since December 6th. Okay, so I have been pissed off. And, you know, this whole Mike storyline with the theater was the stupidest storyline of the decade. Okay? Because number one, Zodin, you are supposed to be, the head of the police. Really, then why didn't you get Sonny's face in every missing person outside of Posadas, like New York? Come on, in real life they do that all the time. On every Law and Order show, everything, they've always done that, correct, Catherine?
Right, yeah. I mean, you would think somebody would make an attempt to identify who he is instead of just letting him think he's Mike, you know?
Exactly. And the only reason he thinks he's Mike is because he was wearing Mike's boss, his dad's boss, because he meant to give it back to him. And
right.
I think this whole bringing Waterhouse back, okay, I can't believe I'm saying this on air, but I was very surprised that, you know, they bring Waterhouse back, for the stupid character. Come on, you guys, but they could have had it nice and neat by saying, like, you know, Jason was hiding him to protect him or something. They did not need to bring a new character to the canvas like this. What did you guys think about Austin?
Yeah, they're definitely taking a really long time to introduce who he is, and it's kind of hard to look at him without thinking about Franco.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but I can see when Kirsten Storm come back from her time off after her brain surgery, maybe either Austin getting paired with either Maxie or, more importantly, getting paired with Elizabeth, because Elizabeth hasn't seen Austin yet, and she's not going to think that he looks familiar.
Right. That's true.
Well, you know, yeah, and you know, I think that, you know, you know, is this Kristen Stone? My heart goes out to her. I mean, I can't imagine having a brain surgery. Now that freaks me out. Like, the whole thing with that, you know, it's freaky. I would be so freaked out if that happened to me. I mean, you know.
Right. I remember when you was off the air for about a year and a half, and it wasn't because of what Kirsten had. It was because of something else.
Exactly. Right. Yeah, I mean, it was because of something else. And, yeah, I had surgery, and luckily they corrected it, and it took a while to get the diagnosis. And I think what we are living in right now, thank God they caught, you know, Kristen's thing in time. Like, it wasn't as severe as it was, because, like, brain tumors and stuff can be really severe. And people don't realize that, you know, in your 20s and 30s, you can get them, you know, and my house is broke when I heard for her, because You know, people were just going online once again by thinking, oh, she's lost or gained weight. You know, this whole thing needs to stop there, too, about actresses criticizing the actress for gaining or losing weight. I mean, that has been going on for so long.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. I mean, look at some people that thought the same thing about Sasha until she came out on Instagram to announce that she was pregnant, you know, just like her character.
Right.
Same thing.
Yeah, people were debating.
It's just one of those things where you think that maybe, you know, the brain, the brain aneurysm or brain tumors are serious and everything. And hold on, maybe this is Anna. Hi, you're on Daytime Love to Doc. Can we help you? Okay. Well. Okay, people, I want to make an announcement by now. Okay, if you are calling from a blocked number now, I'm not going to pick you up. You know what? I'm done with the blocked numbers. I mean, because, you know, if they want to speak, and please always press 1, you know, for that. Like I said just a moment ago, I won't be taking block numbers. And if you want to identify yourself, then be a man and show your real phone number. Bye, Bobby?
That's right.
Yes. And tomorrow night, we have, which I'm looking forward to, country music artist Jeff Colson on the show at, at 5. And I love his. I love his music, and it will be his first time on here. And I'm looking forward to it because it's going to be great having him on the show. And he will be on... the show tomorrow, like I said, at 5 West Coast time. You know, it's nice to finally have someone that has the same time zone as we do. Catherine is so nice. Daytime After Dark will come also. Jacob Grubb, he's a new upcoming country artist, and, you know, he has a new song, Listen to the Tiki Ball at the Beach, available June 9th, and, we will do daytime interviews. People don't think we won't. But this is our chance to broad, broad out a little. What do you two think of that?
Yeah, I think it's great.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, because, I mean, I've loved country music for so long. And, you know, I just believe that even though I know we know everything about daytime, it is fun when we get different interviews because it shows a different side to us. And, you know, that's how we are going to keep the show up and running. And we are not breaking down for anyone. And we are not giving up, you know, like people would want me to. That's never going to happen. And so, yeah. And, okay, question. Because we are waiting for Anna, but I think she took a nap and fell asleep. I mean, she's been, you know, up all hours lately. I know how that is. Captain knows how that is, don't you?
Yeah, I'm a bit of a night owl.
Yeah, me and Captain, oh, we text during the night. Oh, we messing each other. So the pizza I got today was like extra cheese and pepperoni. But the damn person didn't tell me they were out of pan. It was hand tossed from Pizza Hut. Okay. Has anyone ever had a hand tossed pizza?
It's good.
It's good?
I think that's what I typically get.
Okay, so I want to know the difference. Oh, I mean, it will be just as good, right, you guys?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. And since Catherine is new here, okay, what are your favorite foods, Catherine? And, okay, if you were on death row, not that I want you to ever be on death row, but if you were on death row, what would be your last meal?
Good question. Well, I would have to go with steak.
Oh, my God. Are you on a steak?
Yeah.
Okay, Bobby, what would you like?
Maybe pizza.
But, okay, from, did you have, like, a restaurant in particular? Or?
It doesn't matter.
Okay, for me? Okay. I love Noma Amiya's Pizza in Oregon. I get to go okay now because this, you know, I finally can cross the border. Well, not the border, really. If you got, Catherine, you've been to Oregon before, right?
No, actually, I've never been.
Oh, Seattle, right? Okay.
I've only been to Nevada.
Okay, so there's this thing. A bridge from Vancouver to Oregon side. And once you get on the bridge of Vancouver and then you go straight to Oregon, it's funny. So all the people that live in, like, Vancouver, Washington, Okelso, Washington, go into Oregon just to go grocery shopping, but they won't have to pay the tax. Yes. But my last meal would be Noma Amiya's pizza. Because they have the squirrel pizza, and that is, like, the best. With pepperoni, mushrooms, and black olives. And I don't want to die without having dessert. Because that would be wrong. I would either take... my mom's angel food cake with mocha frosting. Oh, the biggest chocolate cake I could find. What about you? Okay, Catherine, are you a dessert person or no?
Oh, yeah, I love sugar.
Okay, what's your favorite?
You know, that's a good question. Honestly, I would eat almost anything when it comes to desserts. But I like chocolate cake.
I mean, you can never go wrong with desserts, I believe. You know, I mean, cupcakes, although, like, if I go past the cupcake window, I'm screwed. Because they look really, 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 really good. What about you, Bobby?
I guess I could probably say a chocolate cake.
Oh, see, that's good. So then, okay, so I'm not caught up on dates yet. I don't want to hear it. But you guys, we are going to be hitting the, the Olympics really soon. So for that, are you going to be gay?
Well, I think it's at the end. I know that the last NBA game would be on the 22nd, and then the Olympics start in the after, because the last hockey game for the season will be right before they start the new season up with the draft for the Seattle team, and then the other teams before the Olympics.
Yeah, okay. So Friday, July 23rd. Begins the Olympics and ends August 8th. 22 days of the Olympics. So we won't be getting Days of Our Life for 3 weeks, people.
Wow.
Right.
And
I think Carly and you, Catherine, will get a little bit more advantage than I would because with some of the events, because of the time difference here on the East Coast being 12 hours from Tokyo's time, it's a lot more easier for you West Coast people to watch some of the events that are happening early morning time in Tokyo when it's about 7 or 8 o'clock out on the West Coast versus being 12, 1 o'clock in the morning where I am.
Right. I wonder if it will be posted on the Hulu or whatever.
Yeah, because I saw some of the events being held during the daytime and then some of the events being held on tape delay in prime time, like the opening ceremonies, for example. Unless you live in Canada or have Peacock, you're not going to be able to watch the opening ceremonies live.
It's going to be crazy, but, you know, thank God for ABC and all the game shows. Catherine, do you like the game shows? Because, I love the game shows. Do you like the game shows?
I don't watch them regularly, but sometimes when they're on, they're definitely fun to watch.
Well, yeah. Oh, Anna's here. Yay!
All right. Hey, happy birthday.
Thank you. You know, and don't apologize for being late. I mean, take it from Catherine and I, who are night owls, to the breaking point of being night owls. We totally do. So, Anna, how have you done anything fun for your birthday yet?
Oh, yeah, I went to Cheesecake Factory today.
Oh, really?
It was
That's
fun.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, well, Anna, if you have Red Robin by where you live,
I do. I have a Red Robin.
Okay, for the whole month of your birthday, you seem dead of breathing. I'm like, oh. What's that? And, it's Woodman.
So,
yeah.
I don't know why I didn't look on this website that I found when all the things were, Bobby, but, okay, so do you like Baskin Robbins, Anna?
Oh, Cheesecake Factory? Yeah, I do.
Okay, well, sign up for the birthday club and you get a free scoop of ice cream.
Oh, Baskin Robbins? Oh, yeah, I can do that.
Okay, and do you have, Black Angus?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. So what about Chick-fil-A?
Chick-fil-A, not my favorite personally, but
okay,
I'm a foodie, so I like Chili's, Outback Steakhouse.
What about Denny's?
What's that?
Did you like Denny's?
Yeah, I do.
I love Denny's.
But we don't have that. We don't have that anymore.
What?
We're all closed. We don't have Denny's
anymore. That's what they did here, Anna. And I had to have someone take me 90 minutes to the nearest Denny's. What about Dunkin' Donuts?
Yeah, I do. We have like Dunkin' Donuts everywhere, and Starbucks.
well, Starbucks is like a because I'm from Seattle. Olive Garden, you guys. You can get a complimentary dessert on your birthday. Oh, you can get a free dessert or appetizer when you sign up for that.
That's good.
And then you, Bobby, we got to remember all this for next year.
Right.
Did you have Red Lobster, Anna?
I'm not a seafood eater, but it depends. I like salmon and I can eat the, the lobster roll, but not a big seafood girl.
Okay. Well, Starbucks, you get a free beverage and you're talking to Mr. Starbucks on the line, Bobby. Bobby goes to Starbucks probably more than I've been in this whole past year. I'm going to start calling you Starbucks, Bobby, because you guys, just for the fun of it. Oh, do you guys have the melting pot?
The melting pot.
Yeah. I love it. Do you have it, Catherine, in California?
I don't think so.
We don't have it here.
Oh, my God. You guys, if you like fondue or if you know what fondue is, oh, my God. Oh, and if you go Red Lobster, you get a birthday surprise.
Oh, if you have that there.
Cool.
I do. I like birthday surprises.
I think when people, it's their birthday, I just think people should just, get whatever they want. And Waffle House, if you have that anywhere, you get birthday stuff.
The moral of the story is,
I love free birthday stuff. I really do. You know? And, oh, by the way, Anna, Laurie hasn't called in yet. I'm hoping he does for you. Did he get back to you?
Okay. No, he
and what
didn't,
did he
actually
say?
He didn't get back to me. I don't think he even read the message yet. Remember, the Emmys were,
you know,
like a couple of days ago. So they're about,
you know,
almost a week ago now.
You know, I think everyone is getting on where they've been. They were back, but then they keep a lot of episodes for the real, you know, being able to do, you know, have a life with their families, you know.
Yeah,
no, but
exactly.
But, and we have Rocco coming on. Catherine, do you remember what day I reached out to that for?
I think it was the 7th.
Oh, no, the 17th. Okay.
Oh.
Who's going crazy?
Not sure what that is.
Hello?
What is that?
Going on?
I'm sorry. I thought it was from bad weather in my area.
Oh, okay. Well, you scared the crap out of me.
I'm back.
No, it's okay. So, Anna, right now.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite couple on the 8th right now?
Well, all the couples I like are doomed. Jason and Britt.
What?
Jason and Britt. I like them.
Oh, my God. You do, too. Oh, my God. Okay. I think all of us love Jason and Britt on here. What about you, Bobby?
I kind of, I like them, too, but why are you trying to pair Jason up with Carly to begin with? And, I mean, this doesn't make any sense.
They need some kind
and
of input.
Also, why are they trying to pair Willow with Chase? It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Well, I haven't watched this on Monday because I didn't want to stress myself out. I'd rather stress myself out during the weekend. Oh, Anna, okay. And Catherine, I know Catherine, Anna, I mean Catherine, all that. But, okay, I know, Catherine, I don't know who you like politically. I really hope you don't like the guy in the orange hair. Oh, do you?
Nah, I don't really do politics.
Okay, good. See,
that's
you're
okay.
Made for the show.
Thanks.
Okay, so this morning, you guys, I woke up to my phone going off like crazy, and guess what, you guys, the Trump organization is in big hot water with the tax thing, for tax crimes.
Yeah.
I mean, it could get like a battle, you know, a battle day for that. I mean, I've been so happy ever since I heard it. And I don't want to hear people say that I mean or whatever, what Trump did, you guys. And you guys can, we talked about politics too. On here, Catherine, that's okay, right? You have no trouble with that, right?
Yeah, I mean, I just don't really keep up with that too much.
But I feel like Trump got us into this COVID mess. You know, he didn't kill anyone. He knew December of 2019 that it was coming for us. And he did nothing. He He did nothing to help us. Okay, and for 19 months, people have suffered. People have died. People have, you know, this has been like the most unprecedented year of 2020 and 2021 that people will never forget. And, like, you know, I pray every night that COVID, no one else gets COVID. But, you know, I'm happy that our state is starting to reopen. You know, I'm really happy about that. What about Anna, Boston? Are you guys open yet?
Yeah, we opened up on June 15th. Everything's back to some kind of normal, so.
I mean, as normal as we are going to get, you know, for me, I don't know, I'm going to ask the panel on this one. So I'm still wearing my face mask when I go out. I know I've been vaccinated. But I don't know, I feel safer with the face masks. I feel if I go out without it, I feel naked.
Yeah.
What about you guys?
Yeah, I still wear a mask when I go into the stores.
Well, I'm just feel confident since I've already been fascinated about if I should wear one or not.
Well, I'm just having that, you know, a lot of people are finally, you know, taking this all so seriously, finally, you know, and I'm happy that, you know, we finally did the end in sight for people with this, but now we have to worry about the other disease that's coming, like, they say is, like, Catherine, have you heard about it? Is a...
the Delta variant?
Like, the Delta something. The Delta, whatever, yeah. To...
The Delta variant?
Yes. Is, you know, I mean, so, and, I mean, this is not quite over by a long shot, but... You know what? The way I see it is, you know, at least we get some freedoms back and everything, you know? So Anna, how old are you today, if you want to tell everyone?
Oh, I'm 34 today.
Okay. Catherine is 20, right, Catherine?
I'll be 20 in September.
Okay. And, okay, both of you, okay, I have words of wisdom. Enjoy the 20s. Enjoy the last part of the 30s, okay? Because when you come up to where Bobby and I are right now, is not the funnest place in the whole wide world, right, Bobby?
Yeah.
And Anna, I was hoping, you know, we would get more calls for your birthday, so, but I think what happened is people left us July 1st weekend.
Yeah.
You know, maybe people started out today to get, you know, a good place. But we are back tomorrow with country legend Zeb Carlson. I cannot wait for this interview.
Oh,
and
cool.
That will be at 5, Catherine, in my time. And Bobby and Anna's time 8, and Bobby time 7, right? All you.
8.
What?
8. I'm on the same time as Sam.
Okay, you guys are both on the same time zone, which is nice. I like all time zones, though, don't you mean that? Because, you know, once we get off the air, it's still early for us. Other than, you know, the two, because there's a, when we get off in 10 minutes, it will be 6 here, but it will be 9 there.
Yeah.
I always feel sorry for the West Coast, I mean the East Coast people. Because, I don't know, Anna, you were not here when we asked, okay, if you were going to die, and of course we don't want you to die, but if you had your last meal in the jail cell, what would your last meal be?
that's a good question. probably, oh man, you know, I had a good piece of cheesecake today. It was tiramisu cheesecake. So probably that would be my last meal.
Wait, what did you have?
Tiramisu cheesecake.
Oh my God, that sounds so good.
It was good. It was too sweet.
Well, that's good to know. And so, do you like cupcakes?
I do. Yeah, I do.
Sorry about that. Hello?
It's okay, Bobby. Yeah, Bobby, you're cereal. Anna, do you like cakes or cupcakes?
I do. I like any kind of cake.
Okay. See, me? No. I mean, cold, I love, you know, cakes. But if I walk past a cupcake display, I'm screwed. Because they call my name out. Carly, go get it. It's fine. And you guys think I'm kidding? I'm not. Oh, by the way, you guys. I was in the ER yesterday. This, okay, so my colleague cannot learn her lesson. Back in March, remember, Bobby, you were here. I fell and right by my apartment, you know, getting up the elevators. I got to ride in an ambulance that was, like, so awesome. And, you know, so I ended my foot then. About 3 weeks ago, I ended the same leg. It's the left leg. It's my left leg that is going to get me killed. And then, yes, like, the pain from the last couple of days would not go away. So we won the ER. And we had to wait for a whole hour for me to be seen. And they, you know, since I really couldn't move my leg in that moment, they brought the X-ray machine to me, which I thought was really cool. And then I had to go in this room, but they get all from the bed, really comes through. And I had ultrasound on my leg. I've never had an ultrasound on my leg before. It felt really weird. But they came back with, it's just nice and bruised. You know, don't be on it, you know, like a long time. Like, it means some nice pain meds for nights, but I'm really, really thankful for that. And what was I going to say? Oh, yeah, so it was good, you know, and the nursing staff was so nice. And, you know, when you go to the hospital, you get worried that they might not be, you know, nice. So, but they were great. You know. And so that happened. So my moral of my story is, if you hurt your leg or your back or whatever, please, you guys just go in to the hospital then and not wait like someone did on the phone me. And my last thing, I just want to do a quick Emmy wrap-up of the, you know, Emmys. Anna, let me start with you. What did you think of it?
I don't do award shows, but I was really glad that Maurice won. I was really thrilled for him. I was, you know, I kind of figured me and Max Gale would end up winning. You know, it made sense that once Max won, I was like, you know what, Maurice is going to win too. And those two guys are, like, legends. So I hope one day Maurice calls in and we can interview him, you know?
Well, that is true. Was there any special part of the Emmys you liked?
Just Maurice winning, I think. And Matt, and just being able to see all the speeches and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, Anna, what did you think this year of the Emmys?
I liked it.
Yeah.
It's good to see back after the pandemic, you know?
You know, and what I got mad was people were saying that Mo said he was a star of the show. What he meant was something different, and everyone of his cast members were coming to his defense. And you guys, I'm sick of them trashing Mo and Law on a daily basis. Okay.
Well,
and people want to say, oh, it's a college show. If I hear that one more time, I'm going to throw something at someone. Because, you know what, they cannot, you know, I think people get jealous about other people that are not on so much. But in my opinion, Laura and Mo brought the show to where it needs to be. And right now, yes, the moment Carson gets back together, I hope it's soon, but I will say this, I won't be jumping up and down because I don't want to damage my leg anymore. But, like, I miss my couple. And I love, you know, I love, you know, Carson. I will always love Carson. And I don't think, you know, I think Jason Good will be okay. And number two, I think Willow and Michael will be good. But I'm sorry, I do not trust Chase as far as I can throw him. I can't stand Chase. Only thing I can stand about him, he will be good with Brooklyn. What do you guys think?
I agree.
I'd love to see him with Brooklyn.
Yeah, and you know what? I won't mind seeing Anna and Valentine, and really, I won. Because at least with that, Anna brings out the nice in him, like, you know. And, you know, am I sorry Cyrus went to jail? Well, I love Jeff Cobra. I love him. He was doing a badass job, but I wish he would have won for the guest star. And I'm going to say this for next few Emmy people. You know what? The people, you know, you had in the category of the Emmys, especially for the women, you know, stop putting Steffi in there every year. Because she has won the last 4 years, or 2 years. And, you know, and then, and Eden should have been nominated. Lois should have got nominated. You know, and for me, the hardest category to watch was the male one, because when you have Steve, Mo, Dom, Wally, and there was, I know there's someone I'm missing. Well, when you have the four guys, you know, even though Wally got it for days, you know, I hate when they pin, you know, because they always pin Anthony, Gary, and Mo, because they were the two leads. And I hated that Mike Sanson was, you know, kind of, you know, against each other, but they did. They never will say they were against each other. I mean, it would have been a win for any one of them. And, you know, I just didn't agree with Steffi on that. And I'm trying to remember who won for younger actress, and now I hear who.
Yeah.
But they, you know, they should. Oh, yeah, you're right, Sarah. But you know what? I want Eden back, you know, her name back in it. So that's all the time we have for tonight. And we will be back tomorrow night at 5 o'clock with Jeff Carlson. Okay. Okay, and enjoy your night.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye, Anna. Anna, bye. Enjoy your night and go get ice cream. I don't know why I said
okay.
that, but...
Have a good night.
Okay,
bye.
Okay, bye. Bye.